Joseph, your digital doctor, going to get technical. Now, before we get technical, a note of nostalgia maybe to some of you oldie folkies over there who've been doing electronics and computers for decades, perhaps. Who remembers Fairchild? Hands up, children.
I do.
Oh, well, there's a couple here. There you go. Fairchild, of course. No, as in Fairchild Semiconductor used to make lots of electronic bits and chips and whatever. Well, you probably thought they were dead, and they sort of were, but guess what? The Fairchild name is going to come back, not as Fairchild, but as a subsidiary of National Semiconductor, who is going to start making silicon under the Fairchild name again. So if you see it coming up, well, you know about it. It's no surprise. Now, tonight we're going to talk about serial cards again. I mean, serial cards. I keep talking about serial cards, and yet people are still confused about these serial ports, you know, trying to get more than COM1 and COM2 out of your computer. What's there to know? Now, the other day somebody said to me, look, what is all this problem with, you know, 2 serial ports, 3 serial ports, 4 serial ports? Hey, you can just go out to the shop and you can buy a 4-port card, you can buy an 8-port card, you can buy a 16-port card, you can buy a dumb card, an intelligent card. I mean, what's the problem? Well, if you think that you're going to go out there and buy one of these common 4-port or 8-port cards and plug it into your computer and say, hey, no worries. No. Guess again.
Is it operating system dependent?
Pretty good, Rita. Well, she's pretty much there, actually, because that's half the problem, actually.
It's that Land magazine, isn't it?
Land magazine makes you so clever, mate.
Well, also, I think she's been playing with this internet stuff and multi-serial port, and I think sort of stuff trickles through and filters to people who sort of, I think, work in those areas. You sort of pick up bits and say, oh, I see.
Well, he's been tricking out of their ass, actually.
All right. We'll keep going technical.
Stop.
Okay, let's talk about, let's say, for example, a 4-port or 8-port serial card. Now, some of those cards, I mean, sure, you can configure them in something that's known as compatible mode, but then, hey, guess what? It's going to be compatible, but you're only going to get 2 serial ports, and only 2 ports are going to work, and they're going to use the standard IRQ4 as 3F8 and IRQ3 as 2F8. And basically, they're sharing interrupts. If you try to get more ports and you've got a good multi-port serial card, you can configure all the 4 ports in what they call compatible mode, as in DOS PC compatible mode. And yes, you'll still get 4 serial ports, and they'll be sharing interrupts, and they can cause problems when you're doing stuff on the modem and you move your mouse, because they're both probably generating interrupts. Now, here's where the trick really comes about multi-port serial cards, when you run them in what they call normal mode. Now, what actually happens is you will find that, say, a 4-port card, for example, will actually use 5 I.O. locations instead of maybe 4 for the other way that you do the serial ports. So you already know straight away, hey, 5 I.O. addresses, it ain't going to work under DOS and probably Windows, right? Now, what actually happens is the multi-port cards allow you to use one single interrupt, not like IRQ4 and IRQ3, which are shared between several ports. It actually allows you the use of one interrupt port and what they call an interrupt vector address to handle the data streams. For example, they might use a location 2BF, which is the interrupt vector, and a bunch of I.O. locations, 2AO, 2A8, 2BO, 2B8, etc., for the actual data that's coming in. And usually the interrupt will be a really strange one. It won't be like IRQ4 or IRQ3 on your standard serial ports. It'll be more something like IRQ5, IRQ10 if it's a 16-port card or something like that. Again, you start to think, hang on, that doesn't sound very standard, and it ain't. And the worst of all is actually you normally need special driver software to handle these cards, basically. And things being as they are, you already know that they probably may work under DOS, but they probably won't work under Windows 31. And I think you just about got Buckley's chance trying to get one of these drivers to work under Windows 95. So that's the thing about those cards. Now, as Rita said, they can be operating system dependent. So what actually happens is those cards work really good under different operating systems, like Unix, for example, which is made to look at those cards intrinsically as part of the software that's part of the Unix operating system, and they will work just great, like a 4-port card, 8-port card, 16-port cards.
With NT, wouldn't it?
You would think so. I haven't actually seen any 8-port or 16-port cards running under NT, And obviously, if you can get a driver for your operating system, whether it's Windows 31, Windows 95, or Windows NT, you could actually obviously use all those serial ports without any problems. Share one common interrupt, like interrupt 5 or something like that, and then take the data out of your multi-port serial card. But you need a driver to run it.
Doctor, I wanted to ask a question, and it had to do with sound cards.
Not with Eudora?
No, I hate you.
Well, we had a call about your daughter. Will we do your daughter or not?
The polyester, we fixed it up.
I thought it was a call about your daughter.
My daughter. No, I wanted to know, how do you know if your sound card is a fully duplexing sound card?
I've never actually tried it. There must be utility, I suppose. I suppose one way would be read the pack.
Really?
And see what it
says.
Most
of them will say these days, I think you'll find.
And of course, really, the important thing is, what the heck is a duplex sound card?
Well,
what
apparently, makes a duplex? If you've got a duplex sound card, if you've got a duplex phone card with net meeting, you can have 3 people talking at once or 4 people talking at once. But if you've only got a half duplex sound card, you can only have one person talking to another person.
As far as I knew, the way that people have advertised the duplex cards is that they can actually decode stuff going out and encode stuff going out and decode stuff coming in. Actually,
yeah, simultaneously.
So now I don't know how true that is, and I mean, sure, yeah, we do duplex serial cards. In fact, the Opti 931 chipset now, which is a really low cost chipset, you can pick up those cards for $80, maybe even less. Apparently, they claim to be full duplex. Now, I was always under the impression, and I must admit not having used the internet phone, that even ordinary sound cards would have done a full duplex, but hey, maybe not. Maybe they can only do half duplex.
Yeah, I think the whole concept of duplex technology goes a lot further than just the sound card.
I think that's very true, because, for example, we used to do the Cardinal sound cards, and they use a digital signal processor, and I love those digital signal processors,
yes,
because you can turn them into modems. I mean, a sound card turned into a modem, yes.
I've got a really dodgy sound card.
But what we found was, for example, that you can plug a MIDI keyboard into it, and unless you set up all your interrupts and software in your ins and your outs correctly, nothing would really work unless you ran the right software.
However,
as soon as you stuck on a wavetable enhancement chip on the card, whoop-de-doo, no drivers, no nothing, no windows loaded. You just switch the darn thing on, and it sees stuff coming in on the MIDI socket, and it just starts generating. So it's always a little bit questionable about these sort of terminologies, like what's multiplex, what's duplex, what's not, and what can do what. I think it really depends on the thing that you've got. And just finishing off on those 6 multi-port serial cards, when buying a multi-port card, by the way, as a bit of a hint, try to get 16-bit cards if possible, because it'll give you more interrupts beyond the normal, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, etc. You can go up to 10, 11, 12, and so on, and so on, and so on. And we'll talk about Eudora maybe next week.
Hey, you never know, you're lucky. The big C2 on the microphone level, that's good, isn't it?